This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is, well, stopping totalitarianism one Washington, D.C. at a time. And welcome to this special show. This is, of course, the day in which Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States. And he is vowing a so-called robust first 100 days. And you know what? He will do it because Donald J. Trump is a doer. He is not somebody who's laid back wanting to play golf while Americans are being beheaded. No. The legacy of President Barack Hussein Obama will soon be erased. And he will go into the dustbin of history, guaranteed. This is the moment the world has been waiting for. And here we have it, Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, there's just so many things in the past 8 years in particular that we can throw back to and remember how disparaged we were, how discouraged we were by a president who is really a liar in chief, lying to us on the very first day and continuing until the very last moment of his presidency. President Barack Hussein Obama, coming in as a so-called Christian, revealed himself to be nothing more than a radical Islamic terrorist himself. History will not treat President Barack Hussein Obama, soon to be ex-president Barack Hussein Obama, and will be referred to on this radio show as ex-president Barack Hussein Obama. History will not treat him well, especially as we start taking a look through the microscope, through the prism of the last 8 years. And now, most of you with this radio show have been with us for so long, and we really do appreciate your listenership, your loyalty, all those people that have been struggling along with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. You've stood firm. You've stood your ground. And now, what do we have? Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, a non-globalist. The globalists are in absolute panic right now. The war between the globalist and the non-globalist, it's on, baby. It is on. And we will prevail. No matter what you're hearing about assassination attempts and so on, I have a better feeling than most about it. I don't think Donald J. Trump is going to be assassinated. I don't go down that road. I think too many people are too, well, they want to make him secure and his family. And by the way, Melania Trump is a fabulous first lady. They're right now across the street from the White House, and they're in a prayer session. Boy, did she look absolutely fabulous as the first lady to be in just a matter of an hour or so of the United States of America. And the family, last night, if you were watching any of the festivities in the Lincoln Memorial, if you've ever been to the Lincoln Memorial, you know how majestic it is. But to watch the concert, to watch what was going on with the Trumps, and to see how warmly well-received the Trump family was by the American spectators that were down there watching the concert, and therefore him, by the way, it was clearly a breath of fresh air. And everybody, I think, was just absolutely stunned at what they were seeing. The transformation of the United States of America is taking place. The transformation is taking place, I say again. And it will continue starting at 12:01 Eastern Time today. And in ways you just will not believe. Let's talk about the legacy features of President Barack Hussein Obama. You cannot build a house of cards and expect it to stand. Every time he was coming out with a presidential decree, as I call them, executive orders, using his pen and his phone, he was building the house of cards that, well, is tumbling down right now as we speak. All those little cards, all those little executive orders that were stacked upon one after another, guess what? Because they did not go through the legislative process and he did not sign bills regarding all these executive orders, guess what? They're going to be undone. And the left will soon learn that in the American process of electing a new president, the legacy is left to those that work with the legislature, the other two-thirds of the government. The legislature and the courts and the president, those are the three pillars of government that we have here in the United States of America. And it's obviously lost on the left, as they want it to be. And they've gone on the completely wrong direction of what America is all about, because they don't understand America, they don't want to understand America, and they want to destroy America. That has become very, very evident. And a leftist totalitarian president, such as ex-President Barack Hussein Obama, is showing us the way in which you can see the complete ignorance on the part of the left. Complete unbridled ignorance. Now, it's kind of interesting. They're trying to bring that total complete ignorance to California. And we're out here fighting the battle for California. It is on, baby. As of 12:01 Eastern Time, it will be on, the Battle of California. It's coming. It's here. It's now. And Donald J. Trump knows it. First order of business, probably to take out the leftist in California. Put California back in the fold of the United States of America, where it should properly be as a state. Strengthening the union is, in all of everybody's best interest in the United States of America. Separating and forming a new country and reducing our state numbers to 49 is not the way to go, obviously. And who's supporting all these people out here in California that want to destroy California and create a new state? Well, the totalitarians from the United Nations, the globalists, of course. Donald J. Trump is aware of that. And if you've been listening to Agenda 21 Radio, you figured out that Donald J. Trump, president-to-be in just a few short minutes, has been fighting the battle already before he's even taken office. It's amazing to see how well prepared this man is, and how well prepared his staff is to take on the totalitarians, the globalist elites, and they are. Ladies and gentlemen, this country was formed to protect us from the global elitist. The global elitists have been around for a long time, eons. Their mentality has not changed. Right now, they're going to change. At least this country is going to be on a different footing, a different direction. And we hope and pray that everybody in America gets on board and understands. We have a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. The left has weaved its ugliness into our school system, into our universities, and it's up to us that are standing now, standing strong with Donald J. Trump, to correct that problem. Our schools should be first and foremost in our minds about correcting and ferreting out any of the evils of the left. That includes the universities. Having an education background, I've seen this whole deterioration over 35, 40 years, 41 years in the system myself, how the left has worked to erode a solid educational system to the point where, listen, people don't even understand their own constitution. The constitution is rising, ladies and gentlemen. It's a whole new world now. And it's a world in which we are going to take it across the globe. We will take our inalienable rights across the globe and infuse the populations of other countries with our own constitution, guaranteeing them inalienable rights. It's about time we share our own constitution, not only just learn about it, we need to celebrate it, and we need to share it. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Glad to have you with us. Inauguration Day, 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, in just a few short minutes, will be taking the oath of office and will become the 45th President of the United States. And ex-President Barack Hussein Obama, well, he's off to the ash heap of history. The house of cards that he's created is going to come tumbling down day one. You see, he doesn't remember or understand our Constitution, how government's supposed to work, and that's one of the reasons why he went to executive orders. This is what dictators do. If they don't understand how government works, they just do what they want to do because they know more, right? The imperfect document that Obama calls the Constitution. Well, guess what, Mr. Obama? The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, guess what? It does have meaning. It's not flawed. You have been flawed. That's why you've gone to your executive orders. The House comes tumbling down today. We'll continue to tumble on these executive orders that will be rescinded by Donald J. Trump. Hundreds of them. The country will change. And guess what? Budgets will change. President of the United States is inheriting a huge budget shortfall. Trillions of dollars worth of debt, $9 trillion heaped onto our national debt by Barack Hussein Obama, more than any other president before him. Hello? See, you get a report card after you've served your first 4 to 8 years as president of the United States. And the report card means zero, zip, nada, F. That's what this president has created. Let's listen to Sean Hannity and talk about what Donald Trump will be inheriting in just a few short minutes.
Now, President-elect Trump, well, he stunned the world with his big win back in November. Now, he did it by speaking directly to you, the American people, and by laying out a very specific agenda to fix the problems we all face. Now, starting tomorrow, President-elect Trump, he will be inheriting a very big mess, and it falls on him to help clean this up. Now, I've made a point of showing you all the statistics way over a year about Obama's failed legacy. We're not going to list them all tonight, but we will put them up on the side of the screen so you remember why we do it. I think it's important to remember that these are more than numbers, what you're looking at there. These are real people. These are your family members. These are your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, real Americans, real suffering. They are the forgotten men and women who Donald Trump spoke about and spoke directly to and promised to help. And during the campaign, President-elect Trump, he put out a list of promises. He called it his contract for the American voter. And in it, there were very specific promises for his first 100 days. For example, lowering taxes and tax reform, free and fair trade deals to protect American workers and their jobs, fixing our nation's infrastructure, and sending education back to the states and school choice, repealing, replacing Obamacare, affordable child care, ending illegal immigration, including building a border wall, keeping communities safe, rebuilding our nation's military, and doing what he called draining the swamp. Now, President-elect Trump, if he can keep those promises, this country will be in a much better place 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 4 years from now. So on the eve of this inauguration, my advice for the incoming president is very simple. Don't let the Washington establishment, Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, media establishment get in the way of accomplishing what is a bold agenda. Remember, the Bible does tell us where there is no vision, no insight, the people perish. And right now, at this moment in history, America desperately needs a revitalization. And Donald Trump, this is your opportunity. You can be the person to do this. So I say to the president-elect, Donald Trump, congratulations, and the country wishes you the best.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the situation that I want to talk about here very quickly, and I want to congratulate Sean Hannity, an unsung hero in all this to get Donald Trump elected, an unsung hero. And last year, I was at CPAC in Washington, D.C. at the Gaylord Hotel, and the night before, it was, the Detroit debate for the Republicans. That night, we sat in a hall, Chris Street and I did, with about 12,000 spectators. We were waiting to see the debate. And sort of as a warm-up, Sean Hannity comes out. Now, I got to let you know what was going on at the time. Going on at the time, you had radio personalities denouncing Donald Trump. They were scurrilous in their denunciations of Donald Trump. Of course, they're going to be on the ash heap of history as well, which is kind of interesting in the way that whole thing plays out. But Donald J. Trump, here is the situation. He was being excoriated in the hallways, in the rooms, in the restaurants by minions of these radio personalities excoriating Donald Trump and trashing him. There were a lot of young and impressionable individuals in that room. In fact, it was John B. Wells and myself when we went on the air together, and we talked about the youth movement that we were seeing. Congratulations for all those the youth that showed up at CPAC last year. It was absolutely impressive. The millennials are here, but they were being guided and directed, misdirected, misguided by those minions at Fox News. Well, Sean Hannity, I just want to congratulate you, because I got to tell you that what you did was perhaps one of the noblest things I've ever seen a radio personality ever do, or a television personality for that matter. Of course, that's exactly what you are, personality of both. But I want to say how proud I am of you, and I think this country owes you a real debt of gratitude for how you have stood firm, stood strong, and stood by the side of Donald Trump. And look what's happened. Our nation will forever be changed. We will be draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. We will be draining the swamp in Sacramento, California. Our nation will be a stronger nation. People want freedom and they want liberty more than anything else on the planet. So, Sean Hannity, once again, thank you very much for all the work that you've done. And you're going to continue to do, I know. But you are an absolute patriot, and we all owe you a big thank you from the United States of America and the world. So, Sean Hannity, thank you very much. So, what will it be under Donald Trump? I can only give you the comparison to Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan at this very moment. Later on the show, we're going to be hearing from Ronald Reagan, as Ronald Reagan took the oath of office, and he gave perhaps one of the best speeches ever to this nation. And it saved this nation from the evils of, well, totalitarianism. We were quickly sliding into complete chaos in this country with Jimmy Carter. Only took him 4 years to turn things upside down. We had no idea that, well, in 2008, that we'd be seeing the same sort of thing. History would be repeating itself with a bigger, badder totalitarian, with an agenda that was very, very clear. Now, let me be very clear about something else, too. If you are a globalist, you're looking at President Barack Hussein Obama and giving him an A+ for all the work that he did. If you're looking at him as an American, a freedom-loving American, you get the totalitarian nature. That's why you voted for Donald J. Trump. That's why we have the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, coming on board in just a few short minutes. Something to really ponder as he takes the oath of office, this transition of government that's going to be taking place peacefully and safely, we hope. We've been monitoring situations all around the world, of course, for this moment, because the totalitarians, they don't want to give up. But will they back down is the big question. Not only will they back down now as he takes the reins of power, but will they back down as he has the reins of power? You got to be thinking about that, ladies and gentlemen. Will, in fact, the globalists back down from Donald J. Trump? Well, I think they will. But we always have to be on guard against the globalists, against the totalitarians who want to destroy this country and certainly would love to destroy our president. And don't think they wouldn't try. Anyway, we're going to be back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for
Well, let's cover that little detail. What do you think? Is this guy right on? Is this what I've been talking about? Of course, I listened to the speech beforehand. But this is exactly what this country needs right now. It needs this. It needed to be hit over the head. The leaders that were there causing the problem, the totalitarians that were there, President Barack Hussein Obama and his people. And boy, are they squirming. And so is the news media, of course. Let's go through this again. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. Wake up, America. We have not been controlling the government as people for at least the last 8 years. And even before that, we've been put into a slumber. We've been lied to consistently. Propaganda consistently. Oh, 4.7 jobless rate. Right. Unemployment rate. Right. How many people are out there not looking for jobs anymore? Well, you know, if you put those numbers in there, the unemployment number really starts to climb up to 20%. That's a huge number, ladies and gentlemen. Those people that are unemployed and not looking for a job, they don't count that in the jobs report. Did you know that? No, they did away with that with this president. Oh, a small detail. It's kind of like with the California Department of Education and Jerry Brown. I kept complaining about them lying so much about the high dropout rate here in California. They were saying, oh, it's only 4.7%. So I continued to hound, and other people did too, about they're lying. They're bald-faced lying how they got that number. It's more like 40%. Everybody knows that. Yeah, 40% of high school students in California drop out. Isn't that stunning? Think about that. Think about the level of ignorance that's going on there. Think about who's controlling your schools. It's not you, parents. Wake up. Hello. Take charge of your schools again. Donald J. Trump just says this is what the Constitution is telling him. And he has now sworn an oath to support and uphold the Constitution. And he's doing that by informing you about what has been going on. You've been asleep at the switch, people. And so have I. We all have. We haven't demanded enough of our elected officials. We haven't demanded enough clarity and transparency from our elected officials. It says, the forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic moment, the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. The next time you walk up and you go into your city council, and you run across a city council member or one of their staff members, they are your servant. Somehow, I don't know, when I was a public servant, I looked at myself as serving the public. I never had any other vision. Like, I controlled my parents. You know, I'm going to control my school board. No, I didn't. You don't have to if you're being open, transparent, and you're telling the truth. You don't have to. And you're providing the service to the citizens you serve. But, you know, now that's not the way it is now, is it? How many times do you go into a city council or to the city? Or how many times you go into a county office and they look down at you? You ignorant fools, you citizens. Just keep letting us tax you and fine you and fee you to death. That's all we want, because you're our customers, not our citizens. How many of you have that pasted up in front of your city hall? They look at you as customers. They need to look at you as citizens first, and they serve you. So when you get that smug clerk who comes up and looks at you like you're just so stupid, they're not going to help you out.
remind them that they serve you and that you they are your servant. Just right to their face. Let them know. We have to stand for our rights, ladies and gentlemen. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. Hello? Righteous public, are you with me out there? This is what Donald Trump is talking about. He wants government to serve you now. And I'll tell you, if you haven't been to Washington in the last 8 years and seen the largesse that's there, I mean, they have been raping the coffers of us taxpayers for years in Washington, D.C., and ingratiating and enriching themselves. That's exactly what's been happening. The building boom, the sprees, the federal dollars going to this, there, and other places just opened up the bank, our bank, and they're taking advantage of us and have been. Oh, Solyndra, anybody? How'd that one turn out for you? Well, it made a few people rich in the Silicon Valley, right? Billions of dollars. It went belly up because it was a bad business model to begin with. Everybody knew it. But no, we had to enrich our friends. A little bit of payback for getting me elected, President Barack Hussein Obama. Out there in Silicon Valley, yes. Enrich those billionaires because they need more money, right? Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, his billionaire buddies? Soon Obama will be a billionaire. Of course he will be. 2 or 3 years more. And what's to happen to him? Well, that's another discussion. My point is this, is Donald Trump in this speech is setting the precedent now. Day one, moment one, seized. He's telling everybody, I mean, it's the first time this ever happened, and I'm telling you, it needed to happen. Because if he was to just to smile, smile, wink, wink, nod, nod, nothing to see here, let's just move along, and not call this to people's attention, ladies and gentlemen, then he would be promulgating and doing the same thing as them. And he's here to tell you and tell us and tell the world that's not happening. He is not them. He wants to empower you. He wants you to be an autonomous citizen. That's why citizenship is going to be a critical component of this president's presidency. The notion of citizenry, the notion of being a citizen in this country, ladies and gentlemen, it's got to grow in strength. We have to take back our country. And we do so by claiming, reclaiming our citizenship. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. We are one nation. And their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams. And their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas, while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich, while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores, with not even a thought about the millions and millions of American workers that were left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world.
Bingo. Redistribution of wealth, the core of communism, Marxism, socialism, Nazism. Bingo. He just hit it. You see, the grand plan that's been working on the United States of America through Agenda 21, I might add, United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, has been exactly that, to redistribute America's wealth, to break down America's borders, to break down America's sovereignty. Sound familiar? Hello? There's one nation on the planet. It has inalienable rights given to them by God, guaranteed by the Constitution from God, the United States of America. No other country has this in their Constitution. The Constitution has been assaulted year in and year out by this administration. And before that, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years before, even before that, it started in 1848 with Karl Marx, the redistribution of wealth model. Public education without any oversight, of course, only coming from the state central planning. Common Core, anyone? Hello, wake up, America. This redistribution of wealth this redistribution of our factories, this redistribution of our intellectual wealth has been going on for years. And there's been a few people trying to stop it, myself one of them. I bore witness to the destruction of the American public education system, which is a fine system in the 70s, 80s, 50s, 60s, and 80s. Even before that, eighth grade education, anyone? How many Americans had an eighth grade education? Back in the day, my stepfather had an eighth grade education. Became a millionaire. Eighth grade education. He knew more about the world scene than my high school civics teachers and history teachers. Which always astounded me. How do you get that out of an eighth grade education? That's because education was different back in the day. It has been assaulted by the left ever since. Ever since the 20s and 30s. The American education system has been under assault. And we've seen the fruits of their labors today. Incredible high school dropout rates. Incredible unemployment. People with no skills now. They took all the shop classes out, all the skill ability classes from the secondary schools in the 90s. Thank you very much. Most public schools don't have shop classes. Those schools that are necessary to grow the hand knowledge, the hand academics, the hand intelligence. We don't have that in this country anymore because we have redistributed it under treaties and under, of course, totalitarian presidents such as President Barack Hussein Obama and Bill Clinton. Oh, it all was started with Bill Clinton. It accelerated with Bill Clinton. There's no doubt about it. Semi-stayed in a steady state with the Bushes. But then all of a sudden, we get Barack Hussein Obama, a totalitarian. You can call him a communist, a Marxist, a Nazi, and an Islamist because, quite frankly, he doesn't represent Christianity to me. When you take a look at him, he seems more like a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And when I hear that, I think to myself, well, gee whiz, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Think about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it just amazes me about Donald Trump's speech. We covered about half of it here. Tomorrow we'll cover the other half. But some of the comments that are just so poignant. This statement right here says, but for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. That is powerful stuff. How about this one? In the same line, same sense. An education system flush with cash but leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge, and the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. That needed to be said. Right there, standing right in front of the totalitarian ex-chief, President Barack Hussein Obama, and his minions. A new day has dawned in America, ladies and gentlemen. And I can guarantee you, it's going to be raucous. It will be, but it's necessary. Because a free people have to understand their own responsibility in taking freedom back. Liberty-loving people have to have that freedom back for themselves. They need to take it back. They need to exercise their rights as citizens of the United States of America. Anyway, thanks for listening to this portion of Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And remember, as I say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.